It's 5:41 here on WTOP. Lots of news today about space. First, NASA apparently could have prevented last summer's near drowning of a spacewalking astronaut at the International Space Station. This according to an investigative panel. But there are some big discoveries that we are hearing about in space that might get a little excited about.
Yeah, there's a whole lot to talk about. WTOP space contributor Greg Redfern joins us now. Hiya, Greg.
Hi, Sean. Hillary, how are you?
Very good. Very excited about these new planets. But before we get to that, let's talk about this near drowning of the astronaut last year.
Yeah, Luca Parmitano.
Yeah, what did the NASA investigation say?
The report that came out today said that they have determined that the cause was due to an inorganic material blocking some very small water holes within his unit that caused it to flood. And, it, you know, you sit there and think about the movie Gravity, but here we have an astronaut in space that almost drowns. And the thing that was amazing in the report was that he had had a leak in the same spacesuit, the spacewalk before, and they thought it was due to a leak in his water bag. And it turns out, no, it was a problem with his fan pump separator unit. So they don't know what caused the contamination, but they're on it. And when they find out what caused the contamination, they'll know how to totally prevent it. And hopefully that won't happen again.
Close call there.
It sure was.
Let's talk about some big discoveries that were announced today. First, 715 newly confirmed planets outside of our solar system. What's up with that?
Isn't that amazing? And that brings up the total to almost 1,700 confirmed planets that exist beyond our solar system. And what gets really exciting when you dig into a little bit deeper, there are another 3,600 candidates that need to be analyzed before they can be confirmed. So this is beginning to reinforce the research that was published last year that basically said, look, planets are a byproduct of every star in the solar, or in the Milky Way galaxy, every galaxy we see, and there's hundreds of billions of planets out there. So it's pretty exciting to get 715 added to the total.
Right, so this is just a not even a drop in the bucket.
Literally.
Yeah.
I mean, you figure there's another 3,000 plus, Hillary, that have to be confirmed, but it's planets are common. That's
yeah.
The beautiful news.
Yeah. Listen, there was a bit of a show with an asteroid hitting the moon, and there's video. Talk about that.
Yeah, that was really neat. The largest boom on the moon that was ever observed was seen last summer. It was found by two telescopes in Spain, and they got video, and you can look it up on the net. And I've got it on my blog that I posted last Tuesday, but you can see this big, it's not a huge flash, but you can see this flash that was as bright as the North Star Polaris. So if you just happened to be looking at the moon with your unaided eye, you probably would have seen that flash. And that was the about 20-foot rock or so slamming in the moon at 38,000 miles an hour, releasing 30,000 pounds of TNT explosive equivalent. So that was pretty neat. And what wasn't in the news today, but it was big news Monday night, was we had the biggest solar explosion for 2014 occurring in the sun. It was what we call an X4.9 class event, and the biggest you can get is an X9. So this was a big, big boom on a sunspot group that is now rotating around for the third time in as many months. Pretty amazing story there.
Wow. You all full of news today. Thanks, Greg.
Oh, yeah. We've got all kinds of stuff. And one I want to get for our listeners real quick. Tomorrow we're launching with NASA in Japan the Global Precipitation Measurement Spacecraft, which is going to be able to track all the rain and snow across the entire planet, and I think all of us ending up in our lap.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. Thanks so much, Greg.
You guys have a good one, and thank you so much.
You too.
WTOP space contributor Greg Redfern.